upon this glorious day. The joy be unfolding with fervent ecstasy. Oh, Elliot and Goulding, Leona sings to thee. To pop, 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 and ray, 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 hark ye and come ye near. Today's the day for pop and ray, so lift your voices clear.
Hi there. It's good to be back with you all.
All right. Fellas, if you'll just let us come in and sit down, please.
Excuse us, please.
This is the day we're going to do get rid of some of those old sound effects that we had laying around, isn't it?
Yeah, we might as well clean house today, so long as we have enough time here on the program. Let's take a look at some of these records. What's this one here?
I don't know. Let's put it on. This label's all worn off there.
Yeah, we don't need that anymore. I wonder what that was supposed to be.
I don't know. Is that ever used on anything, Al?
No.
Well,
it's never used anymore. We'll throw it out, Miss Iron.
One here says, man tap dancing in a haunted house. Do you remember this one?
Let me see. How's that go?
I don't remember what we used it for.
We play that at 78.
Quality's very bad on that.
That's an old one.
Any more?
Let's see. How about this one here? This is all dusty, too. Can't quite make out the label on this one. Let's put it on and see what it is.
That I think we might be able to use.
Clap of thunder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's save that because we'll need that. It is scratchy, though.
Sounds like a clap of thunder on a record. It's old.
Do you have any old steam engines that have gone out of style that we'll never use it again? I mean, they're mostly diesels now.
That's one, yeah. It says this is a steam engine and can also be used for an automatic stapling machine.
Yeah. We don't need that, certainly.
I think we use that for the newsroom, and we've abolished that. So we don't... You want to get paid for that shoe shine, don't you?
Nick, have you had your vacation yet?
No.
Yeah, are you going to have one this summer?
Oh, yeah.
When are you going?
This month,
sometime. This sometime month. This month, huh? Well, this
when
is...
When you
a...
go out,
oh, really? Yeah.
Well, when we'll...
Yeah. Well, you go then, too, huh?
The month is drawing to a close.
Are you going to go away, Nick, or...
Yeah, I think I'll go.
Where do you think you'll go?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Napoli.
Whereabouts in Massachusetts?
Oh, after Boston.
Up around Boston? Do you have relatives up there?
Yeah, they might go there.
She lives where? Whereabouts?
Weymouth.
What town?
Weymouth.
Weymouth?
Weymouth.
Feynman? In Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was born and brought up in Massachusetts. I don't ever remember hearing that.
Oh, and in the war.
Falmouth. Falmouth? It's down in Cape Cod, sure.
Sure, Cape Cod. Well, there's one.
Excuse me.
We forgot to throw out. Hey, a little later today, we're going to have a real good feature, I think, because we have, at the request of all of the actors on The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, they're letting their children take over today. And the little kids...
I read something about that on the bulletin board now.
Yeah, huh? Well, the little kids have written a skit of their own. And they play all the parts. There's Marsha Van Allshot's daughter is in it. And Sherman L. Sturdley's son, Sherman Jr. And all of the cast who have children.
Carmen L. Hoogerman's son?
Too. Yes, they're all playing different roles.
Carmen L. Hoogerman's son, Roy Wheaton.
His original production. So that will be along in just a few minutes. But first, let's have some music.
All you preachers who delight in panning the dancing teachers, let me tell you there are a lot of teachers.
Junior will do the announcing, so I think it, all in all, should be very good.
Well, okay, Ward.
Oh, we're back, huh?
They're all in the other studio, aren't they?
Yes. What do they call this? They call it Merry Backstage, Noble Wife.
Oh, I see. Kind of a play on the other one.
Yes.
Are they prepared to go down there?
I think so. As soon as you give me the signal, I'll give them the signal.
Okay, I've just given you the signal.
All right, I'll go across the hall and give them the signal. We're about to hear the children of the cast of The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely in their own original dramatic skit. He's giving them a signal.
There they go. Turn on the mics.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Now, for the many fans to wait for on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Doris, a young girl from a deserted mining town out west, comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. Yesterday, Pop was rescued from the jaws of a shark in the nick of time, and with him came the brown paper bag belonging to Captain Wolf Larson. The gay celebration was planned by the captain in his mess. Mid several hours later now, as our friends were prisoners of Larson, enter the main salon of the Rita Beach. This must be the place, Mary.
This is where the dance will be.
Oh, I never thought Captain Larson would let us go free and just walk around the boat by ourselves. Well, we can't go very
far.
Well, he was pretty happy to get the brown paper bag back.
I told him that I couldn't play the fiddle, but I could play the trombone, and he had a trombone.
You mean he had one, Kelly?
Yes, I had one up in his room.
Oh, wait, I think he's coming over here now.
No, you.
Hi, Captain, where's everybody else?
You be quiet. Calvin.
Yes, sir?
Peter, here's your trombone. I want you to play lively music or dancing.
Well, Calvin isn't exactly a dance music player, Captain Larson. He has studied the trombone, I understand.
Did I ask you who's gonna play this
trombone? Well, I really wanted to say...
Now get up. Now have a good time.
Where will we sit, on your right or left hand?
All right. It makes no difference.
Well, right here, Mary. Help me.
Now, Calvin.
Right, over here, Captain.
Get out.
Be quiet, Bob.
All right,
then
we'll dance, is that it?
Yes, once the music starts.
Calvin, you're sure you know how to play the trombone?
Oh, don't give it a worry. I can fake it a little. But get up and dance when I start firing.
All right. May I have this first dance, Mary?
Certainly, honey.
Let's get up onto the dance floor. Lovely evening, isn't it? Hey, who are you going to dance with? Mary, what are you laughing for? Mary, don't you call the attention of Captain Larson to the fact that no one else is here. Come on, Kelvin, keep playing. Captain Larson catches you stopping from all the other folks. Better play, Kelvin. Naughty. Are you laughing at my singing, Mary, or... Kelvin,
I can't stand it. Don't let me
break out. Thank you, Captain Captain Lawson.
What is it?
I've just had a message from the radio room. We're running right smack dab into a hurricane. Strange, Captain Lawson is visibly pale. What's that you said, first mate? I think we're running smack dab into a hurricane.
A hurricane! A hurricane!
So, this the gay frivolity of Captain Wolf Larson's dance in the saloon of the Rita B. A message from the radio room announces that they're running smack dab into a hurricane. Will this mean that the ship will founder? Be sure and listen on Monday when we'll hear Captain Larson sing.
You keep playing that trombone right straight through the hurricane.
That's Monday in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Well, that's about it for now. We'll be back, though, in a little while with some more really funny entertainment for you folks. Right.
And Ray Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.